Good morning. Sorry. I made the mistake of reading an email at 10:59.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, slash afternoon, slash whatever.
We're all lost in time. I'm just bringing this up. Okay, I think that I did not properly update the note taking list because I think both of these people have taken notes recently. So let's not worry about it too much since we're doing OST today, and we usually kind of do that on the document. Let's see, how are we doing on people? Six. Great. We're up. We've actually got seven. All right. Oops, that's not what I wanted to All right. Umbrella leaf. So we need to get this out of draft and into active. And we have some rules about what can be changed. So, oh, actually, I'm sorry, we need to get it into accepted by the 22nd, which is the scope composition deadline. And then we need to get it into active. When development begins on the release, those statements are a little confusing to me because people are already working on Umbrella Leaf, I think. So I don't quite understand how that works, but maybe that's just me. At any rate, oh, I hear so, and then I just was gonna, so accepted means after it gets accepted, you can still make security changes and changes to first party. Okay, and then got a hand, Maccabee.
That language about when development starts is probably a little dated, but on the recurring calendar and on that same page, it'll say that we move it from accepted to active when the previous release, when the Trillium feature development freezes, which on the recurring calendar we have at September 19th of this year, so about a month more.
Okay, great. All right. So maybe I'm being overly ambitious about when people start working on two releases out. Wayne?
Just on that, I mean, I believe that the feature scope for Umbrella Leaf is meant to be complete August 22nd, meaning that UX prod issues have been created, but work hasn't necessarily started.
That
So
makes
that's
sense.
maybe where the August 22nd date is coming from in your mind.
Yes, this release scope is definitely the August 22nd. Yeah.
And then I had a question. I don't know what first party only means or et cetera. Like, who is the party of the first? Is that us?
I believe it is us.
Okay. So, in other words, as draft, we accept changes from development teams, et cetera. People saying, hey, we should go to, Java 22 or whatever it is. But once we have it as accepted, only we can change it. Is that what this means?
I think, oh, sorry, by first party, I meant the Folio project. like things that we make is my understanding. Zach, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, I believe by first party, you mean things like RAML Module Builder and Stripes, as opposed to, you know, Java and Postgres and Node.
Got it. Okay, so what we're saying is, while it's in the draft phase, we might say, oh yeah, well, we'll go to, you know, the next node. But once it's in it, accepted, we're not going to do that.
Right. But our own stuff okay. might still be in flux. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And we do have multiple people doing this for the first time. And to be honest, Craig often led this during my first year of co-chairing. So people who have institutional knowledge, please feel free to speak up. Okay, thanks for the thumbs up, Craig. Okay, front end languages. I'm assuming nothing is changing here. Build tools.
So we have the potential to upgrade to Node 24, but there's no requirement for that. It's sort of, if we wanted to, we could do that, and it would buy us an extra year of, you know, not having to do it again in the future. There's nobody pressing, though, to upgrade to Node 24 at this point. So if you want to stick to 22, I think we're good with this. Apologies, I was on vacation last week when my reminder to do this research and provide it to Jen before the meeting popped up. And so I didn't notice that this was happening until 10:59, just as you said, Jen. So I'm a little seat in my pants here. So I think it makes sense to stick with Node 22 there. I think it makes sense to stick with Yarn 1 there. There is work happening on Yarn 1, but we're not going to be in a position to recommend that people do that migration immediately after Trillium development wraps up. So yeah, I think for Umbrella, we're going to still say Yarn 1. As far as first party libraries and frameworks, I expect that we're actually going to publish Stripes version 11 based on React version 19. But I need to confirm that with some more people before I say that. So yeah, maybe putting that in a comment. Oh, the K, I think. Yeah. And I can certainly confirm that before the 22nd.
Awesome. Thank you. Sorry about the name.
No, it's no problem.
Okay. Automated build testing.
With those two things that, you know, greater than or equal to, I'm content to leave them where they are. I don't think we need to move them now.
Okay.
And then post-build integration testing. Cypress 12 is not the current release. I'm not really the integration test expert. And so it might be worth asking if we want to move to version 13. I will say Cypress is definitely the source of a lot of old dependencies in our development builds. And so that causes a lot of security warnings to trip, because there's, you know, old stuff being pulled in. I don't think those warnings are severe usually, because number one, we only operate in a browser environment, not actually in a node environment, and number two, you know, they're development only, right? Cypress is for testing, not for production. So even if there are vulnerabilities, they're not things that we're delivering to end users. Nonetheless, as a source of that stuff, it would be nice if we could make that upgrade and eliminate some of that stuff. But like I said, I'm not that person. I don't even know sort of who's in charge of the Cypress tests.
Would it?
I can try to figure out if we have a, well, yeah, I don't know. I can look for a contact and see if I can get some information. Oh yeah, thank you. I see Mark suggesting Yogesh, who was, that's the name I was looking for that I couldn't put my finger on. I will follow up with Yogesh and see if he has any thoughts about whether upgrading to version 13 is possible or if that's too ambitious.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Back end. Is there any reason to think? Oh, so we still, okay. So we moved to 21, but we still have this outstanding Grails, but I think we wrote policy to allow them to continue to do whatever they're going to do. So should we just clean up this commentary and just leave the Grails bit? Maccabee?
I wonder, should we follow up with the Grails folks just for any update on that side?
Sorry, Wayne?
Yeah, I was hoping that there was a, this appears to be just copied from the Trillium OST. So are there backend module developers here who can comment on the Java? Or are we all happy with Java 21?
I think the driving force, sorry to jump you in line. Go ahead, Alameda.
Go ahead. Mine is slightly unrelated. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, yeah, I think the one of the main drivers here for the OST updates are support periods and releases. As you can see here, there's a lot of that language mixed in. The support period for this version of Go is this, and so forth. We want to make sure that we're using versions that are supported, not just right now, not just when the release, Trillium comes out or Umbrella Leaf comes out, but also until it's out of support, which is essentially a what, two release cycles afterwards, right? Something like that. So it looks like we, at least for Go 126 here, we might have a typo. I think that's supposed to say Umbrella Leaf support, not Trillium. Unless, yeah, I can't imagine we'd still be supporting Trillium in second quarter of 2027, right? Trillium will go out this fall, Q4, and then Umbrella Leaf will come out Q2 of 2026. And then Vetch will come out Q what, 4 of 2026. And at that point, Trillium no longer needs to be supported, I think, right?
Yeah, I wonder
So
if that.
I think that's a typo. It's a copy paste modify error, right? But sorry, does that, so that was a tangent. Sorry, Wayne, does that answer your question a little bit? I mean, we do have some developers out here. I see Matt Weaver's here. Maybe that's it, actually. Well, Zach, obviously. But
Yeah, I mean, I guess we see the support period dates for Go, but don't see them for Java. Maybe that's in. I certainly don't have the expertise or background. So
yeah, we should look at that. We should look and see what the support period is for each of these. I think in previously we've tried to do some of that research ahead of time and dropped links in places like this page so that it's easy to find what the next, you know, the support period is. But doesn't look like it's happened in this case. Yeah, we need to find the OpenJDK version, not the Oracle one.
Is this what we're looking at, this one?
I think so. End of full support. Maybe. I mean, I want to say that my recollection is that we have, but when we move to 21, we have quite a bit of time before it goes out of support. But someone should probably double check on that.
So if it's not from Red Hat, who is it from that would have like the definitive?
I don't know. I'll have to do some searching.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, is there
well,
a way we could,
can...
yeah, is there a way we could delegate just that? To like, I mean, I'm happy to, you know, take half an hour to sort of poke around and work with, you know, developers just to get the documentation in place, not to change the policy.
Why is it doing? Oh, because I'm doing the wrong thing. Okay. I will take you up on that.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
According to the, AI overview from Google, OpenJDK 21 should be supported until September 2028. And typically these are supported for 6 years.
Right. I'll just, what I will plan to do is to do something parallel to what has been done for Go here, and provide a link to the statement of support from the vendor who's responsible. And that's all. Just, you know, something very simple. Just so that, you know, for reference, it's all there. And then when we copy and paste next time around, we don't have to think about it. We can just have it there.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Groovy version to turn. I think, again, this is probably touching base with Owen.
Jen, I have a comment for the grills.
Sorry. Here we go. You added a comment. Sorry, I was looking in chat.
I have I raised my hand. I wanted to say something.
Okay, great.
Yeah, regarding the grills one, if we can have some words saying that the grills modules can, you know, do whatever they want, so that will be dependent on Owen's response here. But on this page, we should have a decision point that says grills modules are excluded from, you know, upgrading to Java and such.
Okay. So I think that's what we were trying to do when we said that they have to use at least 17, but not being any more specific than that, but maybe we should spell it out more.
Yeah, that's fine. And more to that, the decision that the TC has made to be reflected
again.
I'll point out that there are outstanding security issues related to Grails as well. So, I mean, this is not just a busy work thing. This is the type of thing that we need. I think the project should probably try to push on a little bit.
Okay. Open API OAS 3. That does, oh, I see, it does go here. Oh, that does not help me. Is this something? I'm confused about what this is.
This is we used to have RAML specifications for our APIs, and then a lot of modules would generate their code from that or stub code from that. And then when we had went with the Spring way and we started using Spring and Spring Boot, we also adopted this open API specification instead of RAML, and that's what this is about.
Okay.
So I don't know the specifics behind the versioning and support periods and all that stuff, but that's what this is.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what it looked like, a specification. So that's why I was like, I don't know. So 3.1, or sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I should have raised my hand. It's important that we have a specification for documenting APIs, because that's how we are able to communicate with third parties about how to use the Folio API. Right. So that's why it's important, even though like, you don't have to build your code from the API specification using tooling, although I believe most of our development teams do. But you do have to provide the API in some form so that third party integrations are possible.
That makes sense. So it looks like the releases are dot releases, but still three. So it seems like we can just leave this one alone, unless we need to specify a dot. I'm going to say that's the case, unless someone runs into something that gives them a hard time.
I think Spring Boot has some dependency to the OpenAPI version. So
okay.
If we upgrade to Spring Boot, probably to update that to a minor version. So I think version 3 here is fine.
Okay, go. This looks all right. So I corrected what we believed to be the 2026, I mean 2027. I moved it to 2026. We're talking about Umbrella Leaf now and not Trillium, for one thing. So, sorry. For some reason, when I edit it, does not. Okay. The go, let's look at this again. So Umbrella Leaf. Support period.
I think it would be Q2 of 2027, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Assuming we stay on this two release per calendar year cycle, cadence,
right.
Whatever.
So this statement is actually true for Umbrella Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
That 1.26 won't work. And we moved up to 1.27 last time. 1.27 is August. So that 1.27 looks like it'll still work for Umbrella Leaf.
Is it available? I don't even know if it's out. Is it?
Let's look. Oh, I had already opened it. Okay.
Doesn't look like it. I see 125 as the latest version. So, interesting situation.
So what is, okay, release policy. Oh, so they only release when they have to. So how did we even try to predict dates before? Just based on what it was, I guess.
It's a good question. I don't know.
So we just put in an amount, like we hallucinated like ChatGPT that there was a go 1.27.
Apparently we hallucinated 1.26 as well.
Yeah, and the support periods as well. I mean, I have no idea where any of that information came from, but it seems like kind of a moot point now, right? I think for this conversation, we just stick with 125. That's the latest available, right?
Maybe we got sucked in by their issue tracker or something. Okay. All right. Anyway, so we should set it to 1.25. Correct.
What is it set to on the Trillium page? I could have just checked. Sorry. Probably should have just done.
Trillium says, well, I think we copied this from Trillium.
Yeah.
Maybe we copied it and then edited it after. No, I went too far. Here we go. Oh, yep. No, we did. So we must have edited it after. We thought there would be a release, but there wasn't. So it seems like we should just go with this and then and maintain the link to the policy. I'm also so confused by this numbering. It says Go 1.5 was supported until the Go 1.7 release, but now they're on Go. Oh, it's 25. It's not 2.5. Sorry, never mind. Okay. So we're going to say 1.25 at least. And we will stop trying to speculate about their.
Sorry to, I don't want to confuse the situation more, but it looks like there's a release, a milestone release for Go 1.26, and the Trillium page indicates that there's a release expected in August of 2025. So it could be that we make a decision here right now, and then a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 1.26 is released.
Where are you finding the?
I just searched for it. And there's a GitHub milestone release for Golang/Go. And there's a draft release notes here. I can link it here.
Go 1.26 is supposed to come out in February 2026.
Oh, good. Okay. I didn't see that. Yep. Okay. So that changes the calculus a little bit here though, doesn't it?
But
that means that we would be able to get it into Umbrella Leaf if we wanted to stay on the most recent one, right? Because February is, well, it's certainly within the Umbrella Leaf release cycle, right? But
yeah, and what did this policy say about support? But the current one lasts for the next two major releases. So if it's taking this long for them to do 1.26, it's probably going to be a while before they do 1.27. I heard the hand raise go off. Sorry, I got to find the window. Wayne?
Yeah, so I don't have the development calendar in my head, but if Go 1.26 is anticipated to come out in February. Where is that in the cycle? And also, don't we say that we don't make third-party changes after we put this into approved status, which we need to do by mid-September? In which case, I guess what I'm saying is two things. One, I think that we can't say, well, you should go to the next go whenever it comes out, assuming it comes out, when that date is already, more than 6 months out. So that's pretty speculative. And then secondly, how much of a burden on development teams would that be if the go release happens, towards the end of the Umbrella Leaf development cycle, and suddenly they have to, they have to upgrade, and move to go 1.26, 1.26. I mean, that feels like that would be an uncomfortable burden, to place in the middle of a release cycle.
Yeah. Todd?
I think that there's only one team using Go, and if I recall correctly, one of the during the module review, one of the reasons stated for selecting Go and wanting to include Go as a allowed language is that they have a very strong do not make breaking changes to the language ethic in Go. So I think that we might be able to ask the dev team what they anticipate the burden would be if they had to go up late in the development cycle. But again, my recollection was that part of the enthusiasm for Go was that really strong not making backward changes, kind of the opposite of Python in a way.
Okay. I will put down here. Who wants to talk to Mike?
I can talk to Mike, but I can also predict what he will say. If
That's
that's of
fine.
any use. Yeah, I mean, being told in February that he needs to drop things because it turns out that there's a new Go release, is not gonna, right? Like, that's not really a good way to plan things. So I, it will not be a, it will not be a positive interaction with the development team.
If we wait, but you asking him now should be an okay interaction, right?
Oh, yeah. But
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying that the answer is going to be yes, that's going to be too much to
Okay.
ask, especially since the, especially since the support for 1.25 is going to extend, at least until 1.27.
Yeah.
Then maybe it's a question of how, what's a, given the go cadence, what's a sensible way for handling the upgrades, given that the timing with Folio isn't perfect?
May I jump the line, or Craig or Zach, do you have something else to say?
I just want to echo what you're saying as far as even if we plan for this now, banking on something that's going to be released in the future when it's close to the release deadline, I think is not, as you said, not would not be a positive interaction. And we would say the same thing on the UI side, that if we're making breaking changes or we're asking for an update, we want to get that guidance in place as soon as possible in the development life cycle. I'd be super uncomfortable as a developer not being able to start that until February. I would want to be doing it at least the first half of the life cycle. So I'm a UI guy here, not a Go or even a back-end person, but man, I would want changes of this nature to be available in place at the beginning of the life cycle for any release if I were going to be asked to adopt them.
You have empathy for those back-end guys.
I sure do.
Craig?
Yeah, I look at it a little bit differently than you guys, honestly. So, I mean, what else, how early can we possibly say it? That's the whole purpose of why we have this deadline of April 22nd or whatever it is to do this work, to mark this page as approved and nail down these third-party dependencies, because development work is being planned for Umbrella Leaf. And this is our opportunity to say, hey, account for this in your plan for Umbrella Leaf. This is coming. You may not be able to get, you know, hit the ground running and do it right away, but plan accordingly. Set aside some time, do work ahead of time, whatever it is, so that, you know, there isn't a surprise. It's not like we're coming to them in February and saying, hey, you got to do this right now. You have, what, 2 weeks? Like, that's a different situation. The whole purpose of this is to get out in front of it. That said, there's more to it as well. You can potentially get going on this sooner than February. There are milestone releases. There will likely be a release candidate release between now and February as well. I think getting the ball started, I mean, we run into the very same situation with Spring and Spring Boot. The release cadence for those things, it does not match Folio at all. And so we're in a very similar situation there. We spent a lot of time on Monday discussing this as well. So I won't go into those details, but there's an opportunity to get the ball rolling here, even though you can't officially upgrade to the form, you know, the formal 1.26 until February. Maybe you can do a lot of the work ahead of time against milestone releases.
Yeah, that makes sense too. Wayne?
I think that's fair enough, Craig. However, I just think for the purposes of this document, speculating about a release that is scheduled for February and suggesting that it be somehow a requirement is I don't know. I mean, just doesn't seem necessary. Like, why not wait for the I don't know what the next release is after Umbrella Leaf. But why not wait for the OST for that release, given that the support policy of Go is to support the previous two releases and the previous the cadence is not going to, it seems extremely unlikely that the cadence will extend, the cadence will speed up such that that 1.25 will go out of support before Umbrella Leaf.
That's fine. I mean, as long as we're confident in that support period in the cadence and we can realistically predict when the next Go releases will come out and when the ones that we're using in Trillium and Umbrella Leaf go out of support, I think that's fine. However, it doesn't seem like we have that predictability in this case, right? Didn't Jen, I don't know, didn't you say something like, oh, they release when they need to, right? And so that doesn't sound like a predefined cadence, like every quarter we release something or twice a year. It almost feels like it's unpredictable and you're not sure. And so that suggests to me that we should probably be a little bit more aggressive with this, a little bit more proactive. That's just my take on it. I don't know. I haven't been following Go and its release cycles and support policies or anything like that. So I could be way off here.
It does look more, I think I characterized that incorrectly, because it does look like these all are August and February, essentially, for the last, well, there's a March. So except for one outlier, the last few years of releases have all been August and February.
Okay. Well, in that case, then it's probably fine.
Okay.
Though it doesn't hurt to try and get out in front of it. I would relax it from requirement to get this on the radar of the dev teams sort of situation. And I don't know what the mechanism is for that, but.
It feels like the wording here is not bad, right? Go 125 at least, see the release history and next release notes draft. Recommended to begin work for inclusion of Go 1.25 in Vetch.
Okay. All right. MacBee.
I think the V release is like Vetch or something like that, and we would be drafting that as soon as the Trillium release is GA, and that would be a good time perhaps to have that discussion.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm willing to leave the little note in here to, so that when we once again cut and paste this page over, it'll come with.
And that's early November, for what it's worth.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got 15 minutes left. I wonder if what we should do now is look at what we've got. See if we have an answer, and if not, do the delegation so that we can at least get everything delegated to the bottom before next week, and then plan to continue next week. We'll move out the Folio futures another week. Okay. All right. So these Maven 3.8 or later. So this sounds like we should consider. I mean, I guess 3.8 is still alive, but is on its way out based on this. I don't see a way to predict how long it is between the release of the NRC4. And an actual release, because when 4 is released, then 3.8 will go away. Correct? Okay, we'll assign this. Anybody especially interested in Maven? Sorry, I can't see the thing on the off chance anyone is saying me. Okay, I'll take it. Docker. We have no version here. So that seems like there's nothing to update unless we think we should add a version.
Well, the policy says one of specified versions, and there's no version.
Yeah. So I guess that just means you can, like, did we do that on purpose or by mistake?
I think, and this is a guess, is that we applied the policies and we never went through and added a version in this case.
Okay.
So probably not intentional, but and if Mark Johnson, is he on the call?
I bet he's not, because we haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah, he probably has a better recollection than I do, but it's probably something like that.
All right. Does anybody want to take Docker?
I can take Docker, just allow me there.
Oh, great. Okay. Gradle, can that be part of the Grails conversation, Wayne? Or am I wrong that that's all together?
It is part of the Grails conversation, but I'm not sure why my name came up.
Oh, because you were going to talk. Oh, was it not you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. It wasn't it. But Maccabee, you seem to remember things. Would you like to take the Grails Gradle stuff?
I just have Google Foo there, but yeah, I'm happy to ask the questions. Yeah, as long as I
Awesome.
don't have to understand the answers, sure.
Okay. Thank you. I always have trouble with you for some reason. Oh, because I think you have fewer C's than you do. Okay. Make. Oh, this one we even left the question. Should we clarify this?
I can take make. I think it only pertains to go. So since I'm already talking to the team, that's fine.
Great. Okay. First party. So these are the ones that we do not have to lock down now, but it seems like it would. Well, I don't know. Should we talk about these? Does anyone have knowledge here, Craig?
So I think the reason why we staggered this, we didn't try to do the first and third party by the app, sorry, the release composition deadline, is because a lot of times the third party dependencies will force these first party things to be released. So like, yeah, maybe there's something in one of those dependencies above, which requires a new version of Realm Module Builder or Vertex Lib or Spring Support or whatnot. So we don't know the version yet. And that's why I think we've staggered these. And it's the next milestone, the next review date where we move it from accepted to active, I think, is when we typically set these, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that sounds good. So it sounds like we can skip over this for today. Okay, just giving people a chance to yell at me if they want to. Spring boot. I heard the thing go off. Matt.
For clarity, with those of us following up with other folks, when should we be able to tell them that TC will be next discussing this and trying to finalize Umbrella Leaf?
We have to do it next week because the deadline's the 22nd.
Right, but I mean, agreed. Well, with the definition of have to that we've almost never made it, but we usually get pretty close. But just in terms of discussion, is the idea to discuss it on Monday's meeting, or is this next Wednesday's topic again, or
I was thinking we need next Wednesday. I guess we could try on Monday, but that's hard for people. Some people are already halfway done with Wednesday, so.
Right. So if we just are able to tell people that we're looking to finalize this a week from today, that then,
I
they
think,
can give us some answers or show up at the meeting.
yeah, I think that's best. Because that also lets people come who don't care about other topics. Okay. Spring boot. So we had this conversation on Monday that was that they don't think they can go for Trillium, but this is Umbrella Leaf, so they should definitely be going here at least for Umbrella Leaf, right? This should not be an issue. Guess this link isn't. There we go. Okay. There's 4.0 coming out in November. Support for it ends next December.
Sorry, that's 2020. Oh, okay. Sorry.
So it's still not going to last all of Umbrella Leaf, right? Because we said second quarter 2027 for Umbrella Leaf to end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's why I think the page says 4.1. We're anticipating because it you can see there's a pretty regular cadence here,
Yeah.
May and November. And it looks like each release is supported for just about a year. So I think we could probably predict when 4.1 will come out and what its support period will look like and so forth. It's similar to the Go situation, only the support period doesn't work for us,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
So 4.1 is going to come out in June, next June. And then last until June 2027.
Yeah, that sounds right. Or come out in May, June, whatever, next year.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, right. I was looking over here. Yeah. Oh, we had already written that there.
Yeah, and
This is
like
what Alessia
again,
was saying.
I don't know what the release cycle, like what the milestones look like, but May feels like it would be late in the Umbrella Leaf. Like, is that even after? I mean, that certainly is Q2, right? And I'm guessing that there isn't going to be enough time unless we do something like it feels like we're all these things are always coming out right before the flower release, which is just the worst case scenario, right? So I don't know what we do about it. We could it like yeah, we can see release candidate and milestone releases. That's basically what I was describing earlier, where teams could start the process earlier and then basically just wait for the official release and move to it, do some testing. Hopefully there isn't a ton of changes that got introduced the last minute, and maybe that will work out, but it seems risky.
And Alesky seemed very unwilling on Monday to deal with release candidates. And like, are we going to have a standoff?
So to me, yeah, he definitely did not. He was, basically the alternative is, well, the two alternatives are if we wait and we get this done in a CSP, right? So it would be like Umbrella Leaf CSP 1 and moving from 4.0 to 4.1 in a CSP, okay, maybe that's not a huge deal. Moving from 3.5 or whatever we're on now to 4.0 in Trillium was what I was balking at yesterday. I think a major version release of Spring Boot in a CSP just feels like a risk. I don't know. It feels like the wrong thing to do. I
Yeah,
don't know.
this is a different situation because it's not going to be a major release this time. Maybe. Yeah, and I saw what you were saying in chat, like that we're just going to have these. Part of me wants to be like, let's write down a policy so we know what to do every time, but it's feeling like that's hard for this because I'm sure it also depends. Like our releases sometimes get delayed, so things might end up aligned more or less.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is these other projects, Spring Go, whatever, they have, you can tell they're on a fairly regular release cycle. The cadence is pretty predictable, but Folio's is kind of predictable, but it's shifted over time because, like you said, something's delayed and then that delays the next release and that delays the next release and so forth. It's sort of a cascading or domino effect. And next thing you know, the cadence is completely different than it was 2 years ago. Or not cadence, but the timing of the releases going GA is different. It's not like a May and November. It could be May, then the next year it's June, then the next year it's July, and so forth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I see Mark Vexler saying, we could realign Folio with some of these. And we could ask the issue with hosting providers doing enterprise support is that some people are self-hosted, and I suspect that that would be very expensive. But Wayne?
I mean, sort of an alternative to, or a different way of phrasing Mark's scenario two is to say, if you know, if you are still running Umbrella Leaf, you know, past the support date of Spring Boot 4.1, it's at your own risk, and you may wish to consider purchasing enterprise support for security fixes, but the project will not be in a position to incorporate security fixes into the stock builds, right? I mean, that's sort of what is that sort of what you're saying, Mark?
Exactly. You said it much better, Wayne, because I, in my typical Russian forceful way, said require hosting providers. We can't require, you know, suggest, you know, that's an option for them to purchase enterprise support if they want to keep running on an unsupported version of the software. I know that for the Library of Congress, for example, we cannot deploy something on an unsupported version. So if we wanted to deploy something to the Library of Congress that doesn't have support out of the box, we would either need to purchase the enterprise support, or well, or find an alternative to that. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense. All right, we're running out of time, so I'm wondering what I could write down for homework for this. Is it? Or maybe we just have to keep discussing this part as a group. How about that? Contemplate it. There's several things still left here. If you haven't picked up something to investigate, could you come in here and comment on one of these and agree to pick it up in preparation for next Wednesday? If you can do that before the end of the week, then I can come through on Monday and pick up anything that didn't get selected. I'll write this in TC internal too, and we'll see how we do with homework. Good?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks all.